You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I'd like to think we are all part of a community here on 95BFM. I know I've seen people that I know who have invention called televisions. But watching it all the time. They use it all the time. So it's part of the family unit now, isn't it, the television? And it used to be really good. Remember when we used to watch television? We used to watch it and there was really good stuff on it. And then there wasn't. And then so we all thought, let's all make some television. But it's hard to make television to get it all done. In fact, it's so hard to make television, you have to make television to go on the web. Which is that the new television? That's a question we'll ask among many more when we say hello to Andy Walker, Joe Hitchcock and Alexander Gander, who are all part of TVNZ's New Blood web series competition. Now, New Blood. Fresh meat. Rookies. Rookies? Yeah. Yeah. None of you guys are rookies when it comes to creating cool stuff. Are you?
I know, I did wonder if we were New Blood. But because we haven't made a TV show that's been on at 8:30 PM, so we're New Blood.
So that's what you get. That's what happens if you win this contest, which is the New Blood web series contest. Does it go on at 8:30?
No, it goes online.
It goes online, so it doesn't go on TV at all.
Not at all.
Well, that feature is online.
You can
watch it anytime you like, man. That's the thing. That's the modern times. So tell us about the competition. This is not the first time they've done it before, sort of in the past, but not with this. There seems to be that offering this opportunity to New Zealand television creators. Is that the best way you want to describe yourselves?
I think we're...
Or geniuses.
Web series geniuses. No, this is the first competition I think they've done like this. People have been making web series and they're becoming more popular because you can watch them at 8:30 AM or 8:30 PM.
You watch half of it at 8:30 AM and then the other half at 8:30 PM.
You can totally do that. You know? But this is the first competition to see what was out there because everyone was complaining about what was on TV or online even. So they just, they put a call out for people to make a pilot, and that was the rules. You made your pilot, and then it got narrowed to 163
people. See, that's a lot of people wanting to make a pilot. That's a lot of people wanting to make television. It didn't used to be like that back in time, did it? You know, like that's really cool. That's exciting. It's exciting that you guys made the grade for the final 10. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Friends now. Enemies shortly.
That'd be right.
As we start whittling them down.
We're friends with Joe. We love Joe.
We actually really want Joe to win.
So tell me about the contest at the moment. Tell me about you and your individual projects.
So there's 10 different projects and they're all quite different. My one is a documentary series about children. And these guys have...
You should elaborate more than that. It's not just a documentary. It's about...
These are children.
You might have heard of it. So my one's called Starship Kids, and it's about children's perspectives of their conditions that they live with out of Starship Hospital.
Starship is super, super, super awesome. Yeah. I've had some experience there in the last year, and it blew my mind, actually.
Blew my mind. My pilot is about my daughter who has type 1 diabetes, and she's 5 years old. And so it's her perspective of it, which is a little bit nonsense, but...
She's super cute. You have to watch it. She's gorgeous. But she thinks starfishes are octopuses, and she's great.
Yeah. Some brilliant dialogue that literally you couldn't write.
But yeah, that's a really cool perspective to look at a situation like that, which is a very adult situation to deal with, I suppose, isn't it? But yeah. And what about you guys?
So we're Alex and I are humans.
It's much more juvenile than Joe's.
Yeah, we're pretty juvenile. But it's called Dick, and you can watch Dick, Sheer Dick, Tick Dick.
Dick on Demand.
Dick on Demand, Cash for Dick, Eat, Pray, Dick. We had a hashtag.
Is that what you want to do? Should we just give you a couple of minutes just to get that out of your system?
All the hashtags that we've come up with and our friends have come up with. Yeah, so ours is called Dick, and it's about a guy who's a bit of a dick.
Richard.
Called Mick.
Mick.
No, he's called Mickey. And actually, the word Mick is really fascinating. Not everyone knows what it means. So it depends on where you grew up.
I'll tell you what, of all the ridiculous talk I've done this morning about gorillas doing sign language, that was the best one just then, Sarah. As you patted your pubic mound.
But Alex didn't know what it meant until he met me, and I'm from Hamilton, and I definitely knew what it means.
Hamilton, so, you know what it means.
never heard of it.
Where are you from?
He's North Shore.
He's from the North Shore.
Which part? Which part?
Devonport.
So this is the thing. How's he supposed to know?
You ask someone from King's College, they don't know. You ask someone from Hamilton Girls High, they definitely know.
Yeah.
So,
I'm from Hamilton and I knew.
Yeah! My boyfriend's from Taupo, he knew. It depends where you're from. Yeah.
Yep. I mean, that's okay, so his name's Mick.
He's a bit of a dick. He's like a normal guy, but he's a bit of a dick. He's not like a...
Yeah. Most guys are, so you know. Yeah.
And he wakes up one morning on his birthday and his dick's gone. And that's pretty much the setup.
Been there. Yeah.
Have you? He has a vagina, though. Like, it's replaced with a functioning vagina.
Really?
Mm.
Okay, so and it's the Trials and Tribulations. They're not going to put that at 8:30 on primetime terrestrial TV, are they? Well, they should. Why not? But they. So what happens with and what's your one?
That's I'm.
Are you guys working together? Okay, sorry.
Producing.
All right. So you both are working on dick.
Yeah.
And sorry, you get one in there, eh?
We both made dick. Yeah.
Which reminds me, I am talking to the hard-ons after 9 o'clock as well. Just to keep the
we've got a show for them.
Penis jokes going on there. We're going to play that one, aren't we? Okay. So the concept of making a pilot is kind of scary, though, isn't it? Because you've got great ideas, obviously, that you want to put into your project, and you want it to be awesome, and so you want your pilot to be banging, but you've got, let me guess, $1.20 to spend on it?
Yeah, less.
Yeah.
We had no money for ours, but so we kind of, you have to get your friends who are good at stuff but are prepared to work with you for 2 days for free.
Welcome to the New Zealand television industry.
But with the promises of, yes, of course we're going to make this. And actually, we will do everything we can to make it regardless of the outcome of this competition.
Yeah.
But we had some awesome people and we had such a great time. When there's no money involved, you actually can have a really good time.
It was incredible. Everybody literally rallies together and, you know.
Because we like to see creativity in this country.
Totally.
We like to see our friends doing well. And so the winner gets $100,000 to make it all happen properly, you know. And when you say a web series, what does it mean? Does it mean, like, how many episodes would it be? So if you want, let's just say you won.
For us, it's sort of 8 to 10 documentaries, and they're all quite independent. Like, they all have a style determined by the child that's in it.
Oh, cool, cool,
so they're
cool.
They're all quite stylistically different, so they're all quite independent films.
And what about you guys? How would you stretch out $100,000?
We had six, but we are really, it's very easy. There's a lot of story we can get out of it because it's about this guy, but it's actually about his whānau, like his family around him who are quite progressive and slightly odd. So it's kind of about this, his journey with his family that are just sort of overbearing but really understanding.
What's happened? Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's just...
Oh, and they're ginger. I forget, they're a ginger family. So, they're under, they're a minority.
Higher pain threshold.
There's a lot of talk about the ginger pubes.
Is
so,
that true? If you're a ginger?
Yeah. Oh. Isn't that unusual? Did you know that?
I don't know if that's true. I'm a half ginger.
That's
half
true.
Ginge. I'm
that's
half,
true.
Half and half.
Hit her in the arm. That's it. See?
No, I didn't even feel it.
Yeah, see?
Did you just, like, lick my arm?
That was the hardest I could hit as well.
Oh, was it a punch?
Was,
yeah. So have you, and have you met the other finalists?
We know some of them, yeah.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
That's kind of, I mean, that's such when you guys know, we mustn't be friends and know each other. And I guess, all the best for everyone, eh?
It's kind of inevitable, I think.
Yeah.
But we don't have any, neither of us have Shortland Street Stars in ours, so we kind of have to push it because we can't just reach the masses. We don't have any Shortland Street Stars in ours.
No, we do have Josh Thompson, though.
We have Josh Thompson.
That was kind of cheating. Yeah.
All right, so how do people see, watch the pilots that you guys have made, and how do they vote on who? Because is it public vote? It comes into public vote.
It's public vote, and we'd love
public
to
vote.
Yeah, make it a public vote rather than a friend's vote, you know, like you have to tick for your friends. You want people that actually want your show to be made.
Yeah, so to do that, if you're listening to this now, you have to watch it to make a decision on it, I think, you know. Don't just go and... don't do that. Watch it, because that's what you're making it for.
So you can watch 10 pilots and then have an hour's entertainment and then pick the one you like.
Yeah.
And that's 10 different facets of creative New Zealanders that you can enjoy, you know, and when you find out who wins.
So 29th of June, voting closes.
Week to go. One week.
So you have to get so it's TVNZ New Blood. You can just Google TVNZ New Blood, I guess, on demand.
I can give you the website for those of you that have got a pen and paper handy right now, www.tvnz.co.nz/shows/tvnz-new-blood. That's easy to remember.
Or you could just Google Dick and see.
Or Dick New Blood.
I'm not going to chuck in Starship Hospital in that mix.
I know, it's not nice.
That wouldn't be funny.
A new Google. It's
yeah.
a new Google.
Fresh Google. Fresh
yeah. Starship
fresh,
Kids, new blood.
Fresh tab. And what's been the best part of it? What's been the best part of this experience for you so far, you guys?
So mine was actually a little different to theirs because I made my pilot as part of the Loading Docks documentaries initiative last year.
Oh, right. Okay.
And so that film's actually gone off on
double
its own.
Dipping. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Cheating.
So,
cheating.
So that one's been screening all around the world in film festivals and
show
done
off.
Really well on that.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. But we've been sort of developing it into a series for a while. And this
so
is like,
he already rules before he came along. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
And what about you guys?
What's been the best part of the experience?
Yeah.
Just working with Alex.
Yeah, getting to do something together.
Will that be reflected in the pilot, you think?
Yeah, his perfectionism and my... What am I good at?
I actually kind of feel like...
You're a passable actress.
Yeah, but I don't think people are going to watch it because of my acting role. I'm kind of a straight character in it, unfortunately.
Performances are really good across the board.
But I giggle. I've watched it like so many times and I still laugh. And I know that's so embarrassing.
No, that's good. That's good. Because
it's not me that I'm laughing at. It's the other people.
If it's supposed to be funny, that's good. That's yeah. really good.
And my mum's like 68 or whatever, and she almost fell off the couch laughing. And I was like, I didn't think she'd be into it. And she got the giggles like a teenager and couldn't stop.
You might find your mum's a little more open-minded than you give her credit for.
Oh, no, she is open-minded. But I just thought that it wouldn't be her kind of cup of tea. I don't know.
Marlene loves dick.
Okay,
Marlene Walker loves
dick. Well, I'm going to knock that on the head there. Excuse the pun. Thank you very much for coming in, you guys. And I wish you all the very best. I don't want to look at any of you in the eye when I say that because I don't want anyone to win more than the other person. but if you want to watch all those pilots, you get to watch 10 pilots as part of the TVNZ New Blood web series competition. Go to TVNZ and look up New Blood. Just search for New Blood there, and you'll see them all, and then you'll be able to congratulate these people, these New Zealanders that are making being creative in New Zealand for you, New Zealander. So stop complaining about stuff and saying there's nothing on. There's nothing on because there is. Thank you. Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kick missile, detachable penis. There, just at 10 to 9. I wonder if they sing this at the Drury Primary Choir. Hamilton, maybe, but not. Actually, with the chlamydia thing, I was imagining myself.
This morning with a bad hangover, and my penis was missing again. This happens all the time, it's detachable. This comes in handy a lot of the time. I can leave it home when I think it's going to get me in trouble, or I can rent it out when I don't need it. But now and then I go to a party, get drunk, and the next morning I can't, for the life of me, remember what I did with it. First I looked around my apartment and I couldn't find it. So I called up the place where the party was, they hadn't seen it either. I asked them to check the medicine cabinet, cause for some reason I leave it there sometimes, but not this time. So I told them if it pops up to let me know. I called a few people who were at the party, but they were no help either. I was starting to get desperate. I really don't like being without my penis for too long. It makes me feel like less of a man, and I really hate having to sit down every time I take a leak. After a few hours of searching the house and calling everyone I could think of, I was starting to get very depressed, so I went to the Kiev and ate breakfast. Then as I walked down 2nd Avenue towards St. Mark's Place, where all those people sell used books and other junk on the street, I saw my penis lying on a blanket next to a broken toaster oven. Some guy was selling it. I had to buy it off him. He wanted 22 bucks, but I talked him down to 17. I took it home, washed it off, and put it back on. I was happy again, complete. People sometimes tell me I should get it permanently attached, but I don't know. Even though sometimes it's a pain in the ass, I like having a detachable penis. Detachable penis.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.